From the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. I'm glad you're tuning in today as the Reverend Ivan Foster, retired minister of Kilskerry Free Presbyterian Church, is here to Let the Bible Speak.
Good morning, everyone. You're very welcome to our gospel broadcast. It's my privilege to speak to you, and I want to conduct a little series of gospel studies. I hope to consider four questions in our broadcasts. First of all, and we're dealing with this subject today, what is the gospel? Then secondly, we're going to look at what is sin? Thirdly, what is repentance? And fourthly, what is heaven? I hope that you'll tune in and listen to us as we consider these questions. My subject then today is, what is the gospel? My text will at least, in part, give a wonderful answer to this question. The text I want to turn your attention to is found in the first chapter of Paul's epistle to the Romans, a very suitable chapter, given that Paul, in this introduction to this wonderful book, deals with the whole question of the dark inclinations of man's heart and its rebellion against the Almighty, and the dreadful doom that these sinful inclinations, natural to man, will bring upon humanity. It is suitable, I say, and appropriate that in such a chapter, Paul also sets out God's grand remedy, the gospel. I direct your attention to the verse 16 of Romans chapter 1, where Paul says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to every one that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." Let me first of all give you a definition of the gospel. Paul sets it out here. He defines it as the gospel of Christ. Where better to begin an explanation of the Christian religion than with the one who is the chief cornerstone and the foundation, the author and the finisher, its very Alpha and Omega? The Lord Jesus Christ is the gospel. The gospel is not a religious formula, or a creed, or a set of dogmas. The gospel is a declaration of the wonderful person of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the Bible, mankind is commanded to look to him for salvation. John chapter 1, verse 29, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world." Sinners are commanded to listen to him. Matthew chapter 17, verse 5, where we have the words of God the Father recorded, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." Again, sinners are commanded to lean upon him. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." You know, we're not to look to the church. We're not to listen to the commands of men. We're not to lean upon human institutions. Rather, gospel truth and gospel salvation is found in the Lord Jesus Christ alone. Let me again emphasize that the Lord Jesus alone accomplished salvation for sinners. We're taught in Titus chapter 3 in the verse 5, "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost." There are so many other verses in the scriptures that emphasize the same truth, that salvation was accomplished for sinners by the Savior, alone. Again, the symbols used in the scriptures concerning the Saviour demonstrate that it is in him alone that salvation is found. In John chapter 10 and the verse 9, he describes himself as the door, not Peter, not the church, not baptism, or confirmation, or any other ritual. Christ is the door. By him, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. In John chapter 14 and the verse 6, he very famously says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So here again there is an emphasis that salvation is found in Christ alone. All the prophets and the apostles limited salvation to the Lord Jesus alone. Isaiah wonderfully said, and here he is, of course, speaking on behalf of the Lord, look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is none else. In the New Testament, the same truth is set out in Acts chapter 4 and the verse 12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. Oh, I'm glad today I'm not here to preach a church, or a denomination, or a man. I'm here to declare unto you the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me give you a description of the gospel as set forth in our text, Romans chapter 1 and the verse 16. Paul says of the gospel, it is the power of God unto salvation. It is counted by many a simple thing to be saved, a little ritual, a little changing of our ways, a little alteration of our disposition, and that's it. But surely, when Paul says that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation, we are reminded that it takes the power of God to save the sinner. For Peter to be saved from sinking down into the waves, he had but to call on the Lord and to rely upon him. But it took the power of Christ's mighty arm to lift him up out of the waves. The power that created the world is required to save a soul. The worlds were created by the word of Christ, but it took his sacrifice upon Calvary to save the sinner. Furthermore, let me say that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost were united in man's salvation. The Father gave his Son to be the Saviour of the world. The Son offered up himself a sacrifice for the sins of his people, and it is God the Holy Ghost who wonderfully applies the truth of the gospel unto hearts and awakens sinners and enables them to flee from wrath to come. The power of God displayed in salvation is channeled through the gospel. Paul said in Corinthians chapter 1 and the verse 18, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God. And again in the verse 23 and verse 24 of that same chapter, but we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God. It is by the power of the preached word that the heart of the sinner is broken. God's word is like a hammer that breaketh a rock in pieces. By the preaching of the gospel, the heart is opened to receive Christ, as happened with Lydia's heart in Acts chapter 16 and the verse 14, where we read that the Lord opened her heart so that she attended unto the things spoken by Paul. By the power of the preached word, faith is given. For faith cometh by hearing, Romans chapter 10, verse 17. And by this wonderful power of the preaching of God's word, repentance is granted. Matthew chapter 9 and the verse 13, where Jesus says, I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Sinners are called to repentance under the preaching of the word of God. Let me quickly point out the dimensions of the gospel, for that is suggested to us in our verse. And I'll repeat the verse to you again, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. To everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. The blessings of the gospel are for everyone that believeth. That's why by radio we can spread the gospel and present the gospel and introduce people to the blessings of the gospel, because as you hear the simple doctrines of the gospel presented, you are invited to believe that message. And believing, you may embrace salvation. I'll conclude with one more thought, and that is, please notice the dignity of the gospel. Paul says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. These words were written to people living in the capital of all man's dreams all those years ago when the epistle was written. Rome was the apex of man's achievements. But Paul was not in the least ashamed to set forth the gospel of God's Son in that place. Nothing in this world can surpass the gospel, nor rightly cause us to be ashamed of it, it being the power by which a soul will arrive in heaven. Why should we be ashamed of it? Men in their blindness reject Christ, but we will not share in the rejecter's view of the Lord Jesus and be ashamed of him. A remembering of that which will one day come upon this world will also help us to be unashamed of the gospel. Listen to these words spoken by the Lord Jesus in Mark chapter 8, and verse 38. Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. How glad will those men and women and young people be who are unashamed of the gospel in that day when the Lord Jesus is revealed in all his glory. I invite you today, embrace the teaching and the truth of this text, and make Christ your Savior. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to every one that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you'd like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Ivan Foster, 17 Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, Trillick, BT78 3RN. Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Ivan Foster, 17 Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, Trillick, BT78 3RN. Kilskerry Free Presbyterian Church welcomes you to the Lord's Day services, where you can hear the Reverend Stephen Pollock preach at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. And the church is situated on the Old Junction Road, Kilskerry. For further information, you may phone us on 028-8956-1564. 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all of the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today, and don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week when we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.